And here's the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 26th of February, 2025. February 26th is National Pistachio Day. Sometimes great things really do come in small packages. Known as the Happy Nut in China and the Smiling Nut in the Middle East, pistachios are one of the oldest flowering nut trees. They've been enjoyed by humans for at least 9,000 years. They're even one of the two nuts mentioned in the Old Testament of the Bible, Genesis 43:11. Pistachios are ancient, delicious, and they pack a powerfully nutritious punch. Today is the birthday of Dr. William Lamb, born on this day in 1765. William Lamb was an English physician. He was considered an eccentric by his contemporaries, mainly on the ground that he was a strict vegetarian. Dr. Lamb was an accomplished man, benevolent and kind-hearted, his advice and purse being open on all occasions to the sick and needy. Lamb had suffered from a variety of chronic diseases, so he gave up animal food in 1806 and embraced a vegetable and distilled water diet. His health improved, so he continued the diet on a permanent basis. He originally adopted the regimen for health reasons, but soon became convinced that eating meat was cruelty and a sin. His views influenced the poets Percy Bysshe Shelley and John Keats, among many others. Lamb tried the diet on several of his patients and published the results in a book in 1815. Lamb ate a very simple diet. For breakfast, he ate bread with fruit or salad. His dinner consisted of vegetables, a pie, often an onion dumpling. For supper, he ate the same as his breakfast. As Lamb did not consume dairy or meat products, he has been described as an early vegan pioneer. In 1833, Howard Williams concluded that Dr. Lamb occupies an eminent position in the medical literature of vegetarianism, and he has the honor of being the founder of scientific dietetics in his country. It's also the birthday of Erykah Badu, born on this day in 1971. Erykah Badu has been one of the more outspoken vegans in the growing popularity of African-American entertainers embracing plant-based living. She is an American singer and songwriter, influenced by R&B, soul, and hip-hop. Badu rose to prominence in the late 1990s when her debut album, Baduism, placed her at the forefront of the neo-soul movement, earning her the nickname Queen of Neo-Soul by music critics. She's also a best-selling author and entrepreneur and has been a blunt promoter for wellness and happy living. In 2003, she appeared in the health documentary Holistic Wellness for the Hip-Hop Generation, where she spoke about what it means to be healthy and the dangers of low-quality food. She said, "There are actually five doctors I go by: Dr. Sleep, Dr. Diet, Dr. Sun, Dr. Nutrition, and Dr. Spirit." She has been following a vegan diet since 1997, stating that it is soul food in its purest form. The publication of Tarsier Sings His Song, Endangered and Misunderstood Animals by Terry Tatchell, illustrated by Ivan Salima, was on this day in 2022. Tarsier sings a duet every dawn and every dusk, just hoping one day his true love will join in his song. A neighbor bear, Couscous, takes it upon himself to cheer the tiny Tarsier up and teach him to sing a happy song. A lot of singing and laughter fills the jungle, but that night Tarsier still sings his sad song. Will his friends stand by him and continue to cheer him up if she doesn't answer? Will she ever answer? Kids love the fact-filled spread at the end of the story where they can learn about tarsiers, bear couscous, Celebes crested macaques, and even how to draw them. Endangered and Misunderstood is an ongoing series of children's picture books that takes a different approach to the serious subject of lesser-known endangered animals, emphasizing laughter, adventure, and themes everyone can relate to. All proceeds from this book go towards the protection and conservation of tarsiers. And here is a poem for today by Langston Hughes, Young Singer. One who sings chanson vulgaire in a Harlem cellar, where the jazz band plays from dark till dawn, would not understand should you tell her that she is like a nymph from some wild fawn. Young Singer by Langston Hughes. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to lift your voice and sing your song.